Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Moore. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Cecil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Jamison reaches third base with a triple. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jamison tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Thomas covering, for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clancy. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Schott covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moore. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Jameson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lind strikes out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Com. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sama moves to second. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0 for 1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford. Berg reaches second base with a double. Sissel goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Berg trying to get to home. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell who tags Berg, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0 for 2 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Langford reaches third base with a triple. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Fouque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouque is 0 for 2 in the game. Fouque hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 2 in the game. Schott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Redfern. One out. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Langford hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Schott, and towards Lind, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Com reaches second base with a double. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Fouque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fouque is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Cox now pitching. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sewell is called out on strikes. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Randy Moore. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.